Welcome back to Metro News Midday. We are glad that you are along for the ride today. One of the things that they're talking about at the Greenbrier, lots of obviously major economic development announcements, energy, data centers, you name it, it's all great. But one thing that most of the people have who are working these jobs are families and their children to care for. Childcare is a major undercurrent at the summit. And you might even argue it's not an undercurrent. It's what they're focusing on. It was back in March, the West Virginia legislature with Senate Bill 250 appropriated $5 million to the West Virginia Department of Education to support the expansion of TriShare across the state. Wonder School finalized its contract to administer the TriShare program on behalf of the state. And joining us now is Jason Moss with Wonder School, head of new government initiatives. It certainly is one, Jason. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you for hopping on. So TriShare, you say, is a benefit that employers will be able to offer employees to reduce the cost of childcare. For every dollar that an employer contributes, the state is going to match up to 100%. It'll save employees thousands of dollars annually on childcare. How does it help? How else will it help with this burden that families are dealing with?
I think every employer knows that there is a challenge to retain their talent. And one of the biggest reasons is childcare. The cost of childcare often leads people to making a difficult decision not to go to work, but instead to stay home. What TriShare does is it says, hey, we can actually reduce the cost of childcare for those employees. And it's a very simple, elegant solution where an employer can make a decision to contribute whatever amount they want per month. And that amount is going to be matched by the state up to 100%. The state has literally set aside dollars that are available specifically for the purpose of helping reduce the cost of childcare for employees. And so then the employees just pay in the balance. And when you do the math, that's thousands of dollars per year. And that is what can be the critical difference between somebody deciding to stay at work and somebody leaving work.
And so talk about, this has been available through a pilot program. It's now available to employers across all 55 counties. So if I'm an employer and I'm listening to this, what should I be doing, in your opinion?
If you're an employer listening to this, I hope there's a big smile on your face, because as you said, this is now available to all, across all 55 counties of the state. And you should be asking yourself, do I have challenges retaining or recruiting talent because of childcare challenges? If the answer is yes, then I encourage you to get in touch with us. You could Google West Virginia TriShare to find more information. You can send an email to wv-trishare@wonderschool.com to get in touch with us. And we will walk you through a process that is takes under 15 minutes to get set up. The whole idea here is that sort of once you make a decision to participate, and of course, you can reach out to us. We'll jump on the phone with you. We'll join your team meeting, anything you need to kind of get better informed about this. But our goal is that this is a very easy turnkey way to sort of extend this benefit to your employers. This is not a burden to put on your HR teams. It's 15 minutes to get set up, and then you can pretty much be on autopilot knowing that every month these contributions are going to be made to support your employees directly.
You, Jason, it's Dave Allen. Thank you for joining us here on the show today. You have always talked, anytime I've interviewed you in the past, about the TriShare program, and others have said this as well, that you really pride yourself on being employer-friendly, as employer-friendly as ever, is what your latest release goes on to say. You really pride yourself on that.
Yeah, I do. There are TriShare programs around the country, but West Virginia really sort of pioneered something that in my mind is as employer friendly as ever. And here's what they did. They said this is going to be available to any type of company. So it can be a for-profit company. It can be a nonprofit. It can be a public agency. They said there is no minimum employer contribution. That's not the case always in other states. What that means is they said, we want to make sure that an employer, if $50 a month is the right amount, we want them to participate. If $100 is, if $200 is, whatever the math is that works well for an employer, whether it's one of the largest in the state or whether it's a small five-person operation, they want that employer to participate. And so there's no minimum contribution, just like there's no minimum number of employees. You can do this for one, if you have one person on your team that this would qualify, or if you have 100, it's entirely up to you. The other thing that the state did is said there's no administrative fee. So when an employer decides I'm going to contribute $100 towards my employee's childcare and the state is matching it, that $200 goes right to the provider. There's no fee to us. It's all for the provider. And then lastly, there's no pre-selected list of providers. So if an employee has their child at a child care provider and that provider is licensed or registered in the state, we can work with them. So they've really made this as employer friendly as possible.
Jason, what is the kind of the talk as the summit's been going on? You know, obviously these are people who are making big decisions about economic development and things like that. How much are these employers realizing that childcare is a key component to having an active workforce?
I think it's on a lot of people's mind. We had a panel yesterday afternoon, and it was it was sort of standing room only. And it was a wide mix of employers, legislators, sort of everybody in the room. That suggests to me that this is top of mind. And I guess what I would say, if the event is not top of mind, it needs to be, because earlier today we heard a tremendous amount of great news from our senators, from our governor, about sort of all of the economic stimulus that's happening with new jobs coming in and data centers and new taxes. All of that means that there are going to be more people who are here with children who are going to be looking for childcare and are going to need to think about sort of how to support their employees.
No doubt about it. Where can people learn more about TriShare?
You can email us directly at wv-trishare@wonderschool.com. You can Google West Virginia TriShare, and we should be the first thing that comes up. Or you can go directly to our URL. It is wonderschool.com/corp/West-Virginia-TriShare.
What kind of response are you getting? We have about 30 seconds left. What kind of response are you getting?
I've got a lot of business cards in my hand right now, so I think that suggests there's real enthusiasm. People have a lot of questions. This is new. Perhaps the sense is this sounds a little too good to be true.
I was just thinking that.
The fact is it is too good, but it is also true. So I encourage people to reach out with the questions. Let's have the discussion, and I hope that this is something that they can extend to their employees.
All right.
Jason, we appreciate you being here. Jason Moss, Wonder School Head of New Government Initiatives. Thanks for being here today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
And we'll take a break and we'll wrap up this hour right after this.
They don't call it September at Get-Go. What do they call it, Bob?
Steak-tember.
Any half-steak sub, $5.99 all month with your MyPerks loyalty card.
And grab yourself a Polar Pop, any size, 79 cents when you scan your MyPerks loyalty card.